It's always interesting to see who's in church after you sit down. See the people who come in afterwards. It's good to see you all this morning, and it's good to be celebrating with some sunshine this morning. The last couple, I was beginning to wonder whether you've got any sunshine down here at all. But Bruce and I are working in tandem. This morning, you'll notice that we're both wearing exactly the same jerseys this morning. Well, they're going cheap in Moscow. Well, it's been a very cold and a wet week, and we've been feeling a bit stuck inside. In fact, Jackie and I were at a school assembly on Friday afternoon for our grandchildren, and the lady who runs the school says, "I want you to get out on the weekend, and I want you to do this, and I want you to do that. I want you to do all the exercise you can because you've been cramped up inside all week." Was that the case for most of us?
No.
A wussy farmer in the back. Well, we've had rain, we've had hail, and we've had snow. I looked up in a concordance about snow, and Wikipedia, and if you don't know anything, you check up with Googling these things. And snow starts with a little drop on the way up there in the sky, and then it comes down and crystallizes, and then it joins together and comes down as the snow that we know it. And the shape of the snow is determined by the temperature and the humidity, and no two snowflakes are alike. Well, that's not quite true, because the chances of them being alike are 10 to the power of 19. I know, I counted it. It's called quintillion, 10 quintillion. Ever heard of that term before? If you haven't, don't worry about it. Well, the Bible talks about snow quite often as well, of course, and it often talks about people's clothes as being as white as snow. It talks about Jesus in Matthew 28 before he went to heaven as having clothes as white as snow. And there's a reference to snow in the Old Testament by Isaiah. Now the word Isaiah means the Lord saves. And Isaiah said to the people of Israel, you see, they had turned away from God and he wanted to bring them back. And he says, can somebody finish this for me? "Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow." In other words, he's saying to the people, although you've turned away from God, I will bring you back to God. And that's true for us today, whether we're young people or older people. The promise is true. God loves us, he cares for us, and he doesn't want that any should be turning away, but he wants to bring us back to himself. And although we're like snow, we're all individuals, we're all different, he loves us as individuals and brings us together to his household as the people of God, as he comes into our lives. But you know, all of us have got a choice to make. Do we accept him? Or do we just let the snow melt? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you this morning for a better day today. We know it's been a hard week for people, particularly those who've had to go out and farm, look after the cows and the sheep. We know that it's been rough and it can be quite depressing at times, but we thank you that you are the God of joy. And as we'll see in days ahead, as we look through the book of Philippians, that is a passage, a book that talks about rejoicing, talks about faith in Jesus Christ and about our relationship with him. And we thank you, dear God, we can have a relationship with you and that you call us to be your followers. May we just follow in your ways today and always. Amen. I was given 5 minutes. Am I? Here's my 5 minutes. I'm right on top of that.